Hi, Jason. How was your trip to Japan last week? Did you have a lot of fun?
Yes, it was wonderful. I saw snow for the first time in my life. We also stayed in a traditional Japanese hot spring hotel, a ryokan. However, we had some problems with the waitress for the in-room dining service.
Really? What happened? Didn't you use English for communication?
No, the old lady didn't speak any English, and we didn't understand any Japanese.
So you used body language to communicate?
Exactly. In the beginning, she asked us how many guests would stay in each room and how many would prefer to go to the restaurant for dinner. We used hand gestures to show that six people would have meals in their rooms, but she couldn't understand.
Probably Japanese people have their own way to count on their hands.
Yes, what we meant by six with our hand gesture is not something that they could understand. Eventually, we wrote down the numbers on paper to make it clear.
Indeed, sometimes gestures can cause confusion between different cultures. Is that all?
No, we made a serious mistake while wearing the traditional Japanese bathing suit, yukata, at the hot spring. We wore it in the wrong way. We put the right side of the yukata over the left side, and later a young waitress saw us and told us that this was the way Japanese people dress corpses.
Oh, how embarrassing. The waitress must have been shocked.
Not at all. She said many foreign visitors make the same mistake we did, since we have seldom had the experiences of wearing yukata before.
I know there are many unspoken rituals in Japan, and foreign visitors could very easily do these incorrectly. When I was on a business trip in Japan last year, I found Japanese people like making very deep bows when greeting people. For example, I felt embarrassed when I tried to shake hands with my client, but he simply bowed his head.
I think in each country, people have their peculiar non-verbal communication culture, and we have to learn more about it if we plan to stay there for a while, just to avoid any cultural misunderstanding.
Yes, I totally agree with you.